On Yudcheshem with Aleph, there are two dots. The Pchiyah of Rabbi Yonason Havishakli Va'asli Vesakvoris. The Pchiyah and Rabbi Yonason were walking in the Vesakvoris. Havikoshad Yitchelka the Rabbi Yonason. And the Rabbi Yonason's tzitzis were dragging on the Kvoris. Omer Le Rabbi Pchiyah Galyu. Rabbi Pchiyah said to him, like we said yesterday, either pick it up, take it off, or cover it up. One of the three shot him. The Mason shouldn't say, tomorrow they're coming here, and today they're mocking us, right? Because we don't have the mitzvah. It's just like we explained what the Indian of Loeg L'Rosh is, either it's the Kiyum HaMitzvah, or the fact that there's an idea of being affected by the mitzvah tzitzis. People should see it, and they can't see it. Okay. Whatever it was, as we explained yesterday. Omer Le, Umi Yadei Kulei Hai. The Mason know so much? Not they don't know anything, but do they know what's going on in this world that it bothers them that we're wearing tzitzis and they're not wearing tzitzis? Well, Ksiva, Mason, Enim Yodim Ma'uma. The Mason don't know anything. Omer Le, Im Karisa Lo Shanisa, Im Shanisa Lo Shilashta, Im Shilashta Lo Pirshulacha. Right, that which it says, Hamesim, Enim Yodim Ma'uma, is not talking about people who are dead, literally. See Rashi first. Dalyo hagbienu. Rashi learns, just pick up your tzitzis. Lo shonisa, lo chazarko, olo pamshenis, kadesh tizbonimbo. If you learned it once, you didn't chazar it, and if you didn't chazar it once, you didn't chazar it twice. If you chazar it once, you didn't chazar it a second time. And Yeshiva used to say, learning something once is like learning it no times. Second time already is like the first time. And the third time is like the second time. So that's why it's kedai to go over something three times. I was thinking lule Rashi that it means something different. The Gemara says in Kedushin, la'olam yishalei shodem zmanu. We learn from Vishinantam that you should split your time into three. One third you learn Chumash, one third Mishnah, and one third Gemara. So it could be over here it means the following. Even if you learn the Psukim, you never learn the Torah Shabbal Peh on what they meant. And even if you learn the Torah Shabbal Peh, you never went into it deeper to really understand what it means. So it's not just learning it over three times. You heard of a pasuk, you have a kash on a pasuk. So if you learn the pasuk, you never learn the Torah Shabbat Peh to understand what it's talking about. Didn't they tell you, ki achayim yodim shiyamusu? Right here it's not talking about people who are dead and alive, literally, but a different thing. It says, the chayim know that they're going to die. Elu tzadikim, shebim misosam nikro chayim. The tzaddikim are called chayim, because even when they're dead, they're called alive. Shenemar, how do we know that even dead tzaddikim are called alive? Shenemar, b'nayo ben Yehoyada ben ish chay, rav pa'olim, mekab tse'el, hu hiko eshne ariel, b'moav, v'hu yorav v'hiko sa'ari b'tzoch abor b'yom ha'shelet. The pasuk where's the pasuk? Shmuel Beis. So the Gemara says what the pasuk means like this. Ben Ishai says that Binayahu was a Ben Ishai. He was the son of a living person. Atu kuli alma b'nei mesim, you know. Right? He was something special. He was Ben Ishai. Right? Everybody else is the children of dead people. Ela Ben Ishai shafilu b'misasu koruchai. He's Ben Ishai that even in that person's death was called alive. Rav pa'olim. Mekab tse'el, shiriba v'kovatz po'alim l'torah. Right, what's mekab tse'el? He was mekabates a lot of actions for Torah. V'hu hikosh shnei ariel moav, shloiniach kamosa lo b'mikdash rishon like the sheni. Shnei ariel moav, ariel is a kinui for the Beis HaMikdash. So shnei ariel refers to the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, and even though the second Beis HaMikdash hadn't been built yet, because the first Beis HaMikdash hadn't been destroyed, but b'nevuah, right, it was said that there wouldn't be anyone in the second Beis HaMikdash who was as great as Binayo ben Yehoyada. And Ariel, right, is a kinui for the Beis HaMikdash because we find in Nach, Hoy Ariel, Ariel, and the Gemara says, why is it called Ariel? Because it was in the shape of a lion. It was narrow, what's it called, wide and then narrow. The Ulam and then the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What does that mean? He went down and smote the lion in the boar on the day of the snow. Some say that he broke through the ice on a freezing day and went to what's it called to be Tovel. We'll see in 1 second how Rashi learns to be Tovel. Ika di Amri, and some say the Tana Sifra the Rav Yoma the Sitfa. And some say that he was able to teach very difficult Inyan, Safra de Veirav, which is the Torah Shebal Peh on the Psukim of Vayikra, on a very cold day. It was hard to concentrate. He was able to teach the most difficult things. So let's see Rashi, and then we'll see what's here. Elu tzadikim, uma yodim shiyamusu. What does it mean, tzadikim know they're going to die? Nosnim elibam yom hamisa. They consider the fact that someday they're going to die. Umoshrim yideim in aveir, and therefore that stops them from doing aveiras. Urishoyim enum yodim ma'uma. And Rishoyim, not Nasim, people who are dead don't know anything. People who are dead may know. But Rishoyim, who are even dead when they're alive, right, they don't know anything. Now what this idea is, that Rishoyim v'chayehim nikroim Nasim, and Tzadikim, afilu b'misosam, are called Chayim, so could be the idea is the following. Some say what it means is that people who are... The Dubna Magid says that people, Rishoyim, think that this world is it. This is the world of life. This is the world living it up. But the truth is, it's not. It's a very temporary world, and the real life is only eternal life. So what their conception of life is really death. So even when they're alive, they're dead. Another pshat is that life and death is having a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'atem ha'dveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim, that's real life. The other thing is just going through the processes of physical life. That's not real life, right? If you're separated from the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're dead. So Rishoyim don't have that kesher to the Makor HaChayim. They're just going through the physical processes of life in this world. That's not called life. That's called death. Tzadikim, on the other hand, who are connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even in death, that's called life. That's real Chayim. And another pshat is the pshat I always like to say, which I didn't see anybody say, but lechora you can say it, that Rishoyim b'chayeyim nikroim nesim doesn't mean they're dead. It means they're dying. Rishoyim, when they're alive, they're dying. When, as soon as they're born, they start to die, because all they have is this world. So as soon as you're born, your time in this world starts to go down, so they're dying. They're Rishoyim b'chayeyim nikroim nesim. They are dying. And a tzaddik, even when he's dead, is still alive, because he's still connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, in any case. So, and Rishoyim don't know anything, meaning they don't take anything into heart, they don't consider anything, and they continue sinning in this world, don't realize that one day they're going to leave this world. Hu hika, hishpil es ha shonim shel doros, mishnei mikdoshim shelo yohem mekomoso. Rashi learns, hika means embarrassed. Hishpil, I guess, yeah. The generations of the two Bate Mikdash, no one was like him. And that, so he gave him a big makkah. Okay, Ariel Zabes HaMikdash, and Emer, Hoy Ariel Ariel, Kiryas Chana David. And Yeshayahu refers to Zabes HaMikdash as Ariel. Moav Al Shem Shibino David, the Osim Yerusha Moaviyah. Why was it Ariel Moav? Because David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and they both came from Rus HaMoaviyah, so it's referred to as Moab. Gzize de Barda, Chaticho Shel Borod, Vakerach, Shekorin Glanz, Belaz, Vahainu B'yom HaShelig. He broke through the ice on snowy days. The Nochas V'Tova L'Kirio, Kedei Lasuk B'Torah. Rashi says, he did it in order to be Tovil, because he was a Balkeri. In order to be able to learn Torah, he had to be Matayer himself. So the Tosus, however, says in Bava Kama, that he was tovel to eat chulin b'tahara. He was machmer to eat his regular chulin, odavka b'tahara. So he went to be tovel so he could eat his chulin b'tahara. And Rashi, they ask, l'chora, the inyan of being tovel, a balkeri, not being able to learn Torah, that he has to be tovel, is only a gzeir of Ezra. Right? It's a takon of Ezra. So, and obviously this is way before the takon of Ezra. So some say that Binayahu had the same takana for himself, right? But he didn't do it for anybody else. We find such things that people davened, the avos, and they weren't misakin it for others, just for themselves. Avraham Avinu davened Mincha and Shacharis and Maariv, but he was only Masak and Shacharis for other people. The same thing with Yitzchak or whatever. So here's the same thing. Benayo, Benyoyada was Masak in the Inyan for himself of being Tovil, Lekeri, and not learning Torah if you're about Keri. But Ezra came along and made the Takana for everybody. Or some say that he did it out Smidus Hasidus. The Arad Rabbanim says that he didn't do it as a Takana. Right? He did it as a Midas Hasidus. He never learned Torah if he was a Balkari, right? It was a Midas Hasidus. And others say that Benayahu Taka made the Takana for everybody, but nobody accepted it. So it remained not accepted. The Takana doesn't become a Takana unless Rovat Sibur accepted. And Ezra came and they were Makabalit. And after that, they were Mavatlit also after that. Okay. Okay, let's go on. V'hameisim einim yodim ma'uma, elu shoshukhaim kri meisim. Right, these are the rishoyim. Doesn't mean dead people don't know anything. Dead people know what's going on. It's the problem with the people who are alive, who are considered dead, don't know anything. Those are rishoyim. Shebechayim kri meisim. When they're alive, they're called dead. Shenemar, yatoch halal rosho nesi Yisrael. Right, over there it's referring to, see Rashi, the Tani Sifra Devei Rav, Torah's Kohanim. So they ask over here, L'choras Sifra Devei Rav was compiled by Rav. Rav came a lot after Benayo Ben Yoyada. So how did he learn Sifra Devei Rav? It's a very partial. Sifra Devei Rav just means the Torah Shebal Peh and Sefer Vayikra. That existed from the time the Torah was given. Except Rav came along and he compiled it, put it into a specific order. Right? So but that was Sifra Devei Rav. It was in... What's it called? It existed from the time the Torah was given. Rav came along and he put it into a certain order. So he taught what later on was going to become known as Sifra Devei Rav. Cholol Rasha al Tzidkiyahu Omer. Vaday b'meyecheskel chai chaya v'koreo cholol. Right? Yecheskel calls Tzidkiyahu Cholol Rasha, a dead Rasha. And even though in Yecheskel's time Tzidkiyahu was still alive, even though Tzidkiyahu was a tzaddik, but in this one area where he didn't keep his nether to Nebuchadnezzar, he was called a Rasha. For that one thing, he was called a Rasha, and as being a Rasha, he was considered a mace. The Iboy Yisei Mehocha, another place we see this idea that a Rasha, even when he's alive, is called dead. Al-Pishnayim Eidim, O-Shlosha Eidim, Yumas HaMeis. The dead man should be executed. You don't execute dead people, you execute live people. Chayu, El HaMeis Meikor. It's like he's dead. It's like he's dead. Rashi. Rashi. Okay, let's go on. B'nei Reb Chiya Nofek L'Kraisa Yakru L'Tomidayim. B'nei Reb Chiya went out into the country and they got involved in either Parnosa or in Yonei Olam Hazeh and they forgot their learning. Havikomitsari Latkure. And they were pushing themselves to remember it. It was a tsar for them. They were forcing themselves to remember what they forgot. Omer lechad lechavre, yoda avun b'hai tsara. So one said to the other one, does our father know how much tsaras we're going through now? He was dead. So he wanted to know, did our father know what's going on? Omer and the svarim say, what difference does it make if father knew or didn't know? Like, what were they asking the Stam? Is it too big Talmid HaChacham? What is Stam, you know, what's it called, to find out if the father knew what was going on? But they wanted to know if their father's going to daven for them from the other world to help them remember their Torah. So they were concerned. Does he know what's going on, that he'll be davening for us, or we have no Siyata Dishmaya from the other world? We're going to have to really put in our own effort over here to remember it. Omer Lei, Idach Minoy Yada. Right? How could he possibly know? Vaksiv Yechab Dubana Velo Yada. His children honor him, and he doesn't know. Right? So he's talking about a person who's already dead, and his children honor him, and he doesn't have any idea about it. Omer lei idach, v'lo yoda. How could you say he doesn't know? V'aksiv ach v'soro olav yichav, v'nafsho olav teobel. It says that a person who's dead knows what's going on with his body, or whatever. So you see that he knows what's going on in this world. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, kosher rima l'meis, kemachat v'bosor achai. Right, that a worm in the body of a dead person is as painful as a needle in the body of a live person. So you see that what's it called? That nafsho olav teobel, that he knows what's going on with his body. So Mara says, Amrei b'tzara didu yade, b'tzara dachrin lo yade. They know what's going on with themselves. Their own tzara they know, the nation. But they don't know the tzara of their children or other people. Now we'll go to the next ma'isa, but first over here, Tosus Yontif and Sefer Hasidim say it doesn't mean that a dead body has pain. That when a worm goes through the body of a dead person, he feels pain because a dead body is a dead body. There's no pain. So what it means is that the neshama, or the ruach, when it sees the body being, not defiled, but being attacked by worms, so the neshama feels pain. The ruach feels pain. Right? Not that there's actual physical pain in the body itself. Based on this, they explain a Rashba. The Rashba says that you can pour lime on the body of a person to make the body, decompose faster, because the kapara for a person doesn't come until his body decomposes. As long as the body's not decomposed, the kapara is held back. So for a person to get faster kapara, they're allowed to pour lime over the body to make it decompose faster. So they ask them, I said, what's it called? As a Rashba Matar such a thing, we say that the mason feel pain. How could you give such a pain to... So they say it's not pain, it's bizoya. The neshama is mavuza when the body is in a state of embarrassment, either from worms or whatever. But here, in order to gain a kapara, it's worth it for the neshama. So that's how they explain the Rashba. There's only a problem. There's Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Daf Yud Gimel, right? The Gemara says that you mean to tell me that what's it called? Nesim don't feel anything? It says, Kosha, Rima, the Bosar, Nes. The Gemara over there says that dead skin in a live person doesn't feel anything. But a dead person does feel mamish. It's mashma that it's talking about the physical pain, not the neshama's pain. And Takadaz Radvaz, who says that Enochinami, in the Rashba is not a question, because a nace doesn't feel anything, it's dead. There's no physical pain, except for worms. Worms, which come mineubei, they're part of the process of decay. So there's a special nace, Menashamayim, that the nace feels the worms. And they say, what's a Rima Visolea? Rima is a kind of worm that eats the flesh. And toleia is a certain kind of red tolas that eats the gidin of the person. Two different kinds of worms, two different menus for the worms, at least. Okay, in any case, so we have this machlokis, whether there is physical pain to the body of a mace, or just that the neshama. From our sugya's mashma, that it's the neshama that knows what's going on. Because we're talking about the nace up there knowing what's going down here. And it says that the nace knows what's going on with his body, because kasha rima la nace, if it's talking about the physical body having pain, there's no raya that the nace up there knows what's going down over here. The body has pain. But if it's talking about the neshama knowing what's going on with the body, then it's a proof that that nace know what's going on, at least with their own body. Okay. The Gemara says, so now the Gemara says they know what's going on with their own tsar, but they don't know what's going on with other people's tsar. So the children of Reb Chiya, who had this question, does our father know what's going on, that we're having pain, right, this mental pain, Lechora, he doesn't know. So the Gemara says, below, they don't, the Mason don't know what's going on with other people. Right, a certain chosid, and the chosid is either Rabbi Yehuda ben Beloi or Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Gemara says that's who is referred to as chosid echad. So it's one of the tanoim. This was his chosid echad, who gave a dinner to an oni, an erev Rosh Hashanah, in a time of batzoris when there was no food, right, and this probably was his last coin. The Iknitaso Ishto, and his wife gave him tzoris because when he came home empty-handed completely, right, he gave away his last pruta to an ani. V'holach v'lon v'beis ha'kforos. So Rosh Hashanah night, he went to sleep in the cemetery. V'shamash shtei, so let's go, before we go on, that's what's going on over here. Some say that this is l'maisa, actual. He actually went to sleep in the beis ha'kforos. The Marshor and the Tzlach both say that it doesn't mean that he slept in the beis ha'kforos, it's always through dreams. It was a dream that he had. We'll discuss it as we go through, after we go through the Maisa, we'll see how it fits in. But in any case, some learn that it means Kipshuto, that he went and slept in the cemetery. The Shomash Dei Rucho Shemesapra Zulazo, and he heard two Nishamas talking to each other. Omra Chada Lechaderta, Chevrasi, boy, Venoshit Ba'olam, Venishma Meachori, Apargud, Mapuronios Bala Olam. Let's go and fly around the world, and hear Meachori, Apargud, from behind the curtain, which we'll see what that means when we finish the Maisa. What's going on? What's Rosh Hashanah is when things are being decreed. Let's hear what the decrees are for the coming year. Amra lo chaverta, eini yechola. So the friend, the other neshama, said, I can't go. Sha'ani kvura b'machatzela shokonim. I'm buried in a mat of reeds. Right? Like they couldn't afford tachrichim for me. So I'm buried in a mat of reeds. And I can't fly around. The Tzlach says, what's the idea? Says, like we said before, until the body decomposes, right, the ruach has to stay by the body. The kapara isn't affected. And the ruach of a person sometimes is by the body, the Marashah says, and sometimes by the neshama. The ruach is the in-between. It connects the nefesh to the neshama, or the nefesh, when it's connected to the goof, so the ruach can either be pulled with the nefesh to the body, or it can pull the nefesh away from the body towards the neshama. So the ruach has the ability to be near the body or near the neshama. So it can't escape the body until the flesh, what's it called, decomposes. And since this girl was buried in a mat of reeds, it preserved her flesh, not like takrichim, which let the flesh decompose quickly. Here it wasn't decomposed yet. So she said, I can't, I'm stuck here. So you go fly around and come back and tell me what you hear. Right? So she went around, she flew to find out what's going on in the Acharei Pargod, and she said, Chevrosi Mashomas, so she said, what did you hear? Me'achoria pargod. Amrala shamati shekol azoreya berevia rishona borid malko. So I heard that there's a gzeirim in Hashemayim that whoever is going to plant in the by the first rains, it's going to be destroyed by hail. Holahu v'zora berevia shniya. So this guy heard what they were saying, so he realized there's a gzeira. So he didn't plant early; he planted late in the second rains. Shokola olam kulo laka, shalo lo laka. So everybody else's tvua was destroyed, and his wasn't destroyed. V'shana acheres, holach v'lon v'veis ha'kvaris. Next year, he said, is a great thing. I said, next year, he went Rosh Hashanah and slept in the cemetery again. V'shama olsen shtei rucho, shemesapra zuam zu. He heard these two same dead girls speaking to each other. Omra chada l'chaber, taboy v'noshet pa'olam, v'nishmei achori apargud, ma'apronius pa'olam. So one said to the other one, let's go fly around and see what gzeiras were made on Rosh Hashanah. Amr lo chevrasi lo kacho marti lach. I told you last year, eni yecholda, shani kvura machzela shokonin. So the Tzlach says, so why she ask her again? Because she thought maybe in a year the body already decomposed. And she said, no, it's not decomposed enough, and therefore I still can't go. Elo lechi at, and mashat shomaz, boy de imri li. Hol chavishoto bova amr lo chaverta, chevrasi mashomat meachori apargot. So she came back, she said, what did you hear? If anybody who plants late this year, right, it's going to rot. There's going to be a shidafon, a rotting disease of the plants. So if you don't plant early, so the things already are grown a little bit, they're going to be destroyed by this rot. So this chassid went and he planted in the first rains. So his stuff would already be... Shokola olam kulo nishtaf. Shalom nishtaf. Everybody else's was destroyed, and his wasn't. Omra lo ishto. Mipnei ma ishtak et shokola olam kulo loka v'shalcho lo loka v'achshav shokola olam kulo nishtaf v'shalcho lo nishtaf. So as I said, You know, what's it called? She thought it was a shemazel. He gave up his last pruta for, what's it called? Now she sees it. He's dafka matzliach. The whole world, 2 years in a row, right, have tzoris, and he's Baruch Hashem. He's doing okay. Shlachla kolad varma. She told her the whole story. Amru lo hayu yamim muatim, ad shenofla k'tata bein ishto shalosu chasid, bein ima shalosu riva. So one day, there was an argument that sprung up between the wife of this chasid and the mother of this girl who was buried in the, what's it called, in the mat of reeds. Amra lo, l'chi ve'erech, so she wanted to make her feel. She said, come, show your daughter, she k'fur mechel shokonim. You couldn't bury your daughter in Tachrichin, right? You couldn't give her the covenant of burying her in right Tachrichin. You buried your daughter in a mat of reeds. L'shona acheres, next year, Halak belong Beis HaKvaras, right? This is a good thing. So third year is also sleeping in the Beis HaKvaras. The Shama Osen Ruchosh Mestapra Zun, so he heard the two dead girls speaking to each other. Amr Allah, Hevrasi Bo V'Noshet Ba'olam, V'Nishmach Horei HaParagud, Ma Purani Yisbola Olam. Let's go hear what kind of Xeris were made on Rosh Hashanah. Amr Allah, Hevrasi Hanicheni, leave me alone. Dvorim Shebeini L'Veinach V'Nishm V'Nachayim. The people are listening to what we're talking about, and the living already hear what we talk about. Al Mayadi. So you see that they knew what was going on, right? They heard what was happening when the mother, what's it called, when the wife told her mother, right, and gave it to the mother. They knew the tsar of the mother that what's it called, what was said. Tamar says, no proof. Maybe she didn't hear what the wife of the chassid said. That's not how she knew what was going on. Dilma in shachrina shachiv, va'azul v'amarlo. Maybe in between, somebody who had heard this exchange between the wife and the mother died and went and told them. Right? He reported what he heard when he was alive after he was dead, right? That he knew when he was alive. And he reported it to the dead ones. But not that the dead neshamas heard it from the other world. Surah still here. Stay Rucho, so stay Yalados Mesos, two young girls who died. The Nishma, the Neda, Magazru Hayom Puranius Ba'olam, Sha'olam Nidim Rasha. Let's go hear what Xeros, what decrees of Tsaris were decreed on the world this on Rosh Hashanah. So they asked, the Indian is that the din of Rosh Hashanah doesn't take place till the morning of Rosh Hashanah. All the halacha is the first 3 hours. But the night of Rosh Hashanah, it says, "Ein beizin shalmala nichnas l'din ad shebeizin shalmata mekachin asachodesh." Kiddush Hachodesh can only be in the daytime. So the din of Rosh Hashanah is only in the morning of Rosh Hashanah. This was the night before. So how would they know what the gzeirus were? So I wanted to say a pshat, and I see that somebody's haka says it already. The Yain Lemishpat says it. They say over here, this is not the gzeira of Rosh Hashanah, because these gzeiras are already made on Pesach. What's going to happen with grain is judged on Pesach. And they asked, Lachar, if it's judged on Pesach, why does that do it Rosh Hashanah? It's reviewed again on Rosh Hashanah, and on Pesach, it's decreed, in general, what's going to be in the world, and on Rosh Hashanah, it's decreed who it's going to affect, personally. Okay? In other words, on Pesach, it says there's going to be a plenty of grain or not. Who's going to have that plenty is decreed on Rosh Hashanah. But that there'll be plenty of grain is decreed already on Pesach. So, the decree of what's going to happen in general in the world, that was already made, what's it called, Pesach before. That's reviewed already even Rosh Hashanah night. And the Gezerah specifically that has to do with Rosh Hashanah, that's not done until the morning. So that's what he heard. He heard what was being reviewed on Rosh Hashanah, which is at night, of what had already been decreed on Pesach. Okay. Weiter. We skipped something here. The Chrysler, the Sasik Babodis Achuzasim. They went out to the out into the country to take care of their field. So they got involved in Parnasa. Iakr Tamludayu, Ishtakh Tamluda Migir Sasa. So they what's it called? They forgot their learning. Iakr Huchbar Aleya Machmashikha. Right? It became heavy because of their forgetting. Tsaradidu, Tsar Gufa Mamish, Kagonakita Sarima. The Mason know what's going on with the tsar of their body. So it seems like the tsar of the body can mean it knows when the body has pain. That's how you have to learn. Right? Not because according to the Rashba and according to Tosfos Yontif, it means the mace knows when his body is being defiled. But here it could mean the mace knows when the body has pain. Shtei ruchos, so shtei yavavos mesos, v'nishma neidem agozro yom puronis v'olim, shiv olim nidem rosh hashanah. A paragot, nechitza hamavdelos bein mokom hashchina. Right, that is the, you know, the paragot is, we had it in, Yom Kippur, in the Piyut, right, that Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, went up in a shelas chalom, to hear what was the gzeira me'achoriah. That's the place of the malachim, the place where the shchina is, that's me'achoriah paragot. V'revi rishona yore, the first rains. Sholosh reveal say, Bechira, Shnia Ushlishis. Rishona b'yudzayin marcheshvan, Shnia b'chav gimel, Shlishis b'rosh chodesh kislev. Those are the three times when the three, what's it called, times for rain. Early rains, middle rains, later rains. Borad malko, so sha'osid borad lipol, samach l'revia, Shnia. Right? That there's going to be a hailstorm close to the second rains. And anything that was planted early is already hard enough to be destroyed by the hail. However, anything that was planted later is still soft and pliable, so the hail won't destroy it. Rachu ve'enu nishbar b'shvil haborad. Kenyan shenemar v'apishta v'asora nukoso v'achita v'akusemis lo nuku by the hail in Mitzrayim. The same thing. Things that were pliable weren't destroyed, that were still soft, and the things that were hard were destroyed. Shidofon malka harach ve'enu mishadif hakosha. There is just the opposite. The shidofon, this blight, affects the soft things, not the hard things. Alma yadi dvorim ha'amurim b'nachayim. They know what people talk about. Because she knew, this girl, that her mother had been told off by this chosid's wife. Okay. Let's go on. Before we go on, let's see what's here. So we said, some say that this is mamish, actually happened. Okay. This chosid went and slept in the Beis HaKvaris or whatever. And Lamaisa, if it actually happened, then there's a problem. The Chariz Dorish Shel HaMesim. How do you go and listen to what Mesim are talking about? There's an Isser to be Dorish Shel HaMesim. So the Urayim says that Dorish Shel HaMesim is only if you are Dorish to the body of the Mesim. But if you're Dorish to the Ruach or the Neshama, that's not called Mes. Now, what does that mean, the body? Right? They used to have ways of necromancy, of bringing up the body and having them with magic, the body speaking. Not the neshama, not the ruach, right? The way I understand it is the body can't speak, so it's only the ruach. So what's he talking about? But the marshal, like we said the ruach sometimes is connected to the body, sometimes connected to the neshama. If you're totally dealing with a ruach that's separated from the body, then that's not Dorish Shel Mesim. If you're dealing with the ruach that's still connected to the body and somehow using the body to get that ruach to speak, that's what's awesome. So, and also they say the only time that's Dorish Shel HaMesim is if you do something. You fast, you go sleep in the Beis HaKvaris in order to hear these things. But if you don't do anything, you just go sleep in the Beis HaKvaris and you happen to overhear what's going on, that's not called Dorish Shel HaMesim. That's what this chassid did. He didn't do anything. He just slept in the Beis HaKvaris. You have to do something else. You have to do a maisa to cause these mesim to speak to you. But if you just overhear what they're speaking anyway, that's not a problem. In any case, the Marsha says that it didn't actually happen, so there's no question of Dorish Shel HaMesim. It was a chalom, but you have to understand what that means also, chalom. What it means is that chalom, how do chalomos work? Real chalomos, not just chalomos that are imagined things. There's three kinds of chalomos. There's a nevuah that's said through a chalom. Then there's a chalom, which is what a person thinks during the day, so his mind is active at night. Those chalomos are meaningless. There's a middle chalom. Your neshama, when it separates from your body to a certain degree at night, is privy to spiritual things and is more aware of what's going on in the spiritual world. So those kinds of chalomos are real. Right? So that's what happened. The person, this chassid, basically had a dream where his neshama saw and heard these two ruchos speaking in the Beis HaKvaris. So it was real. Now, he wasn't sleeping in the Beis HaKvaris. But his neshama was aware of what was going on in this Beis HaKvaris, and the Beis HaKvaris doesn't necessarily mean the physical Beis HaKvaris, but where the neshamas are Beis HaKvaris-wise. We'll see, that's called Chatzar HaMesim or whatever. So, and he heard, and the Rucho said like this, sometimes they're connected to the body, sometimes they can leave the body and go into the spiritual world and see what's doing. That's called Achoriah Pargot. when the ruach is able to be aware of what's going on in the spiritual world, not so much the physical world, that is called achoriya pargud. So his neshama heard these neshamas speaking, and then reported back to his body. That's a dream. The Tzlach says it was more of a kinui. Like this chassid, his whole life never thought about olam hazeh, only olam haba things. One time he didn't have any money, his wife was upset. So Rosh Hashanah night, he figured this is the time, you know, to worry about parnasa for the year. So he was lawned at Beis HaKvaris. Beis HaKvaris is the prosdor, is the preparation place for the next world. So this world is the preparation. So he put his mind into olam hazeh. Right, that's what he means, lawned at Beis HaKvaris. He put his mind into the cemetery. Right, into Parnassa for a while, Rosh Hashanah night, and the Rabban Shalom did him a favor and showed him all these things that were going on. They were going on. He showed him these things that were going on, so he should be able to be Matzliach. Okay, so, but in any case, he didn't sleep in the Beis HaKvaris. Okay, let's go on. Okay, this is Tashma. So we still have no proof that they know what's going on in the world. Maybe they heard it from somebody who had died and heard it when they were alive. Toshma, the Ziri have a mafkid, Zuze gabi ush bezachte, right? Ziri had some money that he left as a trust by his host. At the Osiva Ozul, the Beirav Shriva. So, what's it called? When he came back from learning, she had died, and he didn't know where she put it. He left money with her, and she obviously put it away somewhere for safekeeping, and he didn't know where it was. Also, Basra l'chatzer mavis. So he went. Chatzer mavis is a place where the neshamas gather. Okay, so he went to the chatzer mavis. Okay, and Omar lo azuzi hecha. So he said to her neshama, "Where's my money?" Right. Amralei zil shaklinu mituse b'tzinura d'dasha b'dum plach b'duch plan. Okay, in such and such a place, it's by the threshold of the door. Ve'em mala le'ima, and tell my mother tishdarli masreika de'govsai de'kuchla b'havi palnasa de'asi le'mocher. Right, and tell my mother she should send me a nice brush, what's it called, and some makeup with so and so who's coming here tomorrow. Okay? And she didn't really mean it, right? She didn't really mean it. She meant it that her mother should have Akmas Nefesh, right, for her. Because the more the people misabel, it's a nachas ruach to the neshama to know that people here still care about it. So she said it to her mother, to tell my mother, right, I died a young girl and I'm missing my brushes and my cosmetics or whatever. So let my mother know that, you know, that she should be mitzdayer for me. But she knew who was coming the next day. So they obviously know what's going on. Al Mayade. Someone says, no, Dilma Duma Kodama Machrislu. Maybe they announce in Shamayim who's coming the next day, right? The latest arrivals, they announce the day before they come. So she didn't know it because she knew what was going on in this world, right? In other words, probably what the Gemara held in the beginning was, how did she know? The woman was a Goses, right? This girl was just hit by a car or whatever, and she knew that she was going to die soon, right? Someone says, no, she didn't know it. From what was going on here, she knew it because in Shemayim they announced that she's coming. Rashi, b'tzinora lechatzer mavis lebeis hakvaris, b'tzinora d'dasha boch b'chur nifton habayish adela sovebo. Right, on the hinges of the threshold of the house where the door opens up. Master, quite masterfully, my comb, gufsa kona. Right, ubishvil shemesa yalda amrakein lagmas nefesh. Right, said, so bring my makeup thing and my comb. Bahadi palnisa da asil macher lekvura. Amayadi masha osin. She yada zu she zugo seses unetu yolamos. She must have known that this girl was dying. Mar says no. Dilma duma malach shumamuna ala mesim. Kodimu machris lehu. Achshav yavo ploni. Avol shar divrei chayim enam yodim. They only know what's announced in the heavens. So we still don't have any proof that the mesim know what's going on in this world. Toshma, Davua de Shmuel, have a komitka de gabe zuze di yasmi. What's it called? They put into the trust of Shmuel's father monies that belonged to Yisomim. He held them in trust. Ki noch nafshe, lo have Shmuel gabe. When he died, Shmuel wasn't there, that before he died, he should ask him, where's the money? So he died suddenly, and Shmuel didn't have a chance to ask him where the money was. Havikokori le bar ochel zuze, he asked me. So they were speaking about Shmuel and saying, he's using the Yisomim's money, because we don't know, nobody knows where it is. So Mastama, he's using their money. Ozla basrei lechatur mava, so he went to find his father. And here's one of the rayas that it doesn't mean mamish the Beis HaKvaris, because what's it called? Because Shmuel was a Kohen. Couldn't have gone to the Beis HaKvaris. So some say it's no raya, because Shmuel held kivrei tzadikim are not metame. And he held his father to be a total tzadik, and he was allowed to go to his kever, which is a big shaila, whether there is such a thing as kivrei mesim. We see by Yosef that the people who were Pesach Sheni needed Pesach were metame to Yosef, who was bigger tzadik than Yosef, and his kever was metame. So the big shaila, whether Kohanim are allowed to go to kever of Shimon Bar Yochai, or they're allowed to go to Moris HaMachpelah, because of kivrei tzadikim ein metamim, or what's it called, we hold the kivrei tzadikim are metamim. In any case, the pashas that being arrived from here, that Shmuel was a Kohen, and it couldn't mean that he went actually into the Beis HaKvaris. He went to some place that was a spiritual place for neshamas. Amar lehu ba'ina abba. He said, I want my father. Please call my father, what's it called, I'd like to speak to him. Amar lehu abba tuvika hocha. But his name was Abba. Shmuel's father's name was Abba. There's a lot of Abbas here. You have any, be more specific. You have his two dad zehut, whatever, right? Omer lehu ba'ina Abba bar Abba. Okay, he was Abba bar Abba. Omer lehu Abba bar Abba nami tuva. There's a lot of Abba bar Abbas here too. Hacha omer lehu ba'ina Abba bar Abba avud Shmuel. Okay, I'll be more specific. I want Abba bar Abba, who happens to be Shmuel's father. Hey, where is he? Omer lehu solik l'masifta rakia. He's not here. He went to learn the yeshiva in the yeshiva shalmala. So while he was talking to this, whoever the malach was over there, that was Mamun on the Nefashas, who told him that his father was learning in the yeshiva, Shalmala wasn't around to speak to him. So he saw Levi, who had died. He saw Levi's neshama, the Yosef Abroi. He saw Levi's neshama that was outside. Omer le, am I Yosefta Abroi? Why are you sitting over here? Right? My time alo salakta. Why didn't you go to learn yeshiva? Why are you sitting here? Why didn't you go up to the yeshiva Shalmala? Omar Lay, the Amri Li called Ki Hanach Shani, the Loslikas Lamasifta, the Rebbe Afis, Bachlish de Ladaite, Lomailin and Loch Lamasifta Rakia. The Morning Suba says that after, who died? I don't remember now. But they make it after Rebbe died, maybe, Rav Afis became the Rosh Hashiva. And Levi held he was bigger than Rav Afis, but he didn't want, Rav Afis was older, and he didn't want to be Mavayashim, so he let him be the Rosh Hashiva. But he didn't go to the shiur. So since Rav Afis had Chalisha Sadas, or he felt bad that Levi wasn't coming to the shiur, so all those years that Rav Afis felt bad, Levi was punished and he couldn't go to the yeshiva Shalmala. He had to sit outside over here. Adahachi v'hachi asavua. So it was Benas Dorim, and what's it called? Shmuel's father came back from the yeshiva Shalmala. Chaz yedahavi kabachi v'achich. So Shmuel saw his father's neshama. He was laughing and crying. Omerle, my time of kabachis. Why are you crying? Omerle, de la'agel ko'osis. You're coming here soon. Man, I feel bad for you. You're going to die soon. My time, achichis. Why are you laughing? V'chashivas b'hayama. Because you're very important in this world. Tuva. Omerle, yichashivna na'ilu Levi. If I'm so chashiv, then do me a favor and let Levi go into the yeshiva. V'ailu Levi. They listened to him and Levi was able to go. Omer Lay, so he said, listen, I came for business. Zuzi Dias Mehecha, where's the money that you were given for the Yisomen? Omer Lay, Zil Shaklinu Ba'amsa Derechaya Eloi V'tatoi Didon U'mitzioi Diasmi. Go and take it in the mill, right? I have monies put away. The upper monies and lower monies are ours. And the middle one belongs to the Yisomen, right? Omer Lay, my time of it, why'd you do that? Why'd you put the upper ones and lower ones are ours and the middle ones belong to Yisomen? Ganavim will get the top money first. So they'll steal ours, not the Yisomim. They won't go deeper. And and if it gets ruined because of the moisture in the earth, the bottom one will get ruined. So if it gets ruined from moisture or from Ganavim, ours are going to get destroyed, not the Aniyams, not the Yisomim. Almaviyadi, so you see they know what's going on. So Rashi says, let's see, Rashi, and this will finish and we'll continue this tomorrow. Where are we? Ba'ina Abba, Mavakishani is Abba, Kacha Yeshmo. Omerle HaMesim Niglu Lo, Ki Ilu Heim Chutz Mikivrem, V'yosh Me'agula. He mommy saw the Nishama sitting around in a circle. I don't know how Rashi knew they were sitting in a circle. That's what he says. Chaz Yeshmuel Levi, Chadeiro, Shohaya Yoshev Chutz Liyashiv, V'shoshar Mesim. He was, what's it called, ostracized. He wasn't able to sit with everybody else. Kol Ki Hanak Shoni, Mispra Shonim Shol Nichnasti, Nichnasta B'shivos Rav Afes, Mesechus Ksubas, Perek HaNos Yesha'isha. Chaz Yishmul Avua, the Kobochi V'chayach. The La'agel Osus, M'hera T'kover. Right? You're soon going to be here. V'amsud Rechaya, called Binyan Moshe V'rechaya, the mill is called Amsud Kori Aymasa Rechaya. Al-Miyadi Michoshu B'nachayim. Rashi says, how do we see from here that they know? Because he knew that Shmuel was considered important in this world. Tosus says, no, how do you know? Because he heard that he's going to die. He wasn't going to die right away the next day. He was going to die soon. Tosus says that Duma only announces who's coming immediately, but not long time. Duma doesn't know who's coming long time, but what's it called? They knew what was going on in this world. They knew who was coming to die soon. But Rashi learns that, and Tosus therefore learns, not like Rashi, that the fact that he knew who was Choshev doesn't mean he knew his Choshev in this world. He was Choshev in that world. In that world they used to speak about Shmuel, not in this world. So Rashi learned that he knew he was Choshev in this world. And Tosus learned, no, he knew he was Choshev in that world, so from that you don't know he knew what was going on.